welcome to another Comic Crusaders podcast with your host, Al Mega. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Today, again, joined by the one and only Mr. Dion Wilson. What's up, brother? How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How's everybody doing?
What up, brother? Today, we have a great little show. It's going to be a short format as compared to the others, but this is something that it needs to be coming up to the forefront because I'm pretty sure a lot of people are very interested in this, right? And that's basically the multiverse team, all right? We've had the pleasure of meeting Dion, of course, and Yorn. You know, shout out to Yorn. Hope he's doing well out there. You know, but people need to know, right? This is a fantastic product in the technology world meant for creators from all different spectrums, whether it's comics or gaming, even film. And there's a lot of great people behind this amazing brand that has a lot of success, if you will. And it's just amazing. So, Dion, I need to know. I need you to tell us about the team behind this wonderful product that is the Multiverse.
All right. So, you know, shout out to the Multiverse team and the Raster team. A lot of people don't really know the difference. So really quickly, Raster is the management team. That's the guys that came together and said, hey, we want to really solve some problems. And Multiverse is the brand. So, you know, we talked about Multiverse before, representing the brand, representing other people's comics and their characters, universes, and also representing the software. Raster is the team behind it. And basically, 5 years ago, we had started out with a couple of people who had business acumen, and then we really began to target people who were involved in software development, data analysis, data science. Also, we targeted, and I'm forgetting all the different people, but behavioral scientists, economists. We were looking at a lot of different people to help out because we saw the needs. Today, we have a management team of close to five. So we have one lady on our team. We have four guys, including myself, and our lady on the team takes care of business and information. Our guys take care of everything from software development to business management, as well as software development, business management, data science. So had to remember those. What else? The team really consists of some guys and girls that have backgrounds in the things that they love. They are not necessarily, they grew up with comics, knowing about it like most people understand pop culture, but they didn't grow up, you know, as comic heads. They didn't grow up as nerds and geeks in that regard. They really grew up more so kind of the nerds and geeks of data science and business. Those were the things that really drove them. And I felt that it was really necessary to really grab people who didn't necessarily have to have a command of the comic industry, but had a really good idea of what do you do with data? What do you do with software and technology? What do you do with machine learning? That was important. We needed people who understood those things. And I've been more of the domain specialist. I'm not saying I have more knowledge about comics than some of the comic historians, the comic ambassadors to the U.S. and all these different people who have a tremendous amount of knowledge. But I've taken my time. I've studied, kind of been there and done that. So I provide the domain expertise, and the team really drives the technologies and a lot of the business.
Okay, fantastic. I definitely agree with you there. I mean, you don't necessarily have to be a comic culture fan because this encompasses more than just comic culture. So right. When it comes to the data and knowing that technology, again, you know, I'm not just a pop culture geek. I love tech. This is why I love talking with you and presenting products like this. And again, with the AMP podcast coming soon, folks, you know, there's going to be a lot of talk with entrepreneurs across many different spectrums. So get ready, because if you're digging this, you're going to dig that, you know, a lot as well. So a follow-up to that is then, you know, I know you mentioned your responsibility, but can we name team members if possible, and maybe where their responsibilities lie within that or no?
Yeah, we can. Some people will want to keep their anonymity, and that's shown on the website. So we'll name them first. No, seriously. So there's myself, obviously CEO, co-founder. We have five co-founders. There's Vanessa Mora. She's a co-founder and our chief information officer. We have Jorn Zwanenburg. He's a co-founder and our chief blockchain officer. We have Sam Benton, who, phenomenal guy. Everybody's phenomenal, first of all. But I got to give a special shout out to Sam. He has been nominated by the University of Texas at Dallas for the Microsoft PhD fellowship.
Whoa!
And yes,
congrats, Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. He's already a PhD student. This guy is amazing. Wow. And so he is our chief technology officer. And then our low-key person, I can't name names, is our chief data officer and co-founder, but an amazing whiz when it comes to these things. So those are our key co-founders. That's our C-suite. When it comes to our team that's actually doing development, that's actually working on machine learning and data science, we have Satya Dinesh Danda. He is working on our blockchain technologies. He's been heading that up. We've had support in the past, and really he's just wrapping it all up for us. So he's been done a phenomenal job in that regard. We have Dibanjan Ghosh, who is working with us on artificial intelligence, machine learning. I can't really talk about what he's doing, but I can tell you it's pretty phenomenal.
Nice.
You know, he really is working. It's real serious business. And it's not that I can't talk about it because we're not doing anything. No, he's making some serious moves. But those are things that keep us competitive. And those are things we'll have to introduce later. We also have two new guys, and I won't name them just yet. We'll let them, get a little bit further in what they're doing, and you'll know who they are soon enough.
Nice. Oh,
yeah. They're not like famous, but we'll introduce them. Matter, so we'll make them famous.
Exactly, because when it comes to the multiverse, we need to know this amazing family that's out there creating a product to help creators. Help. That's key word.
Definitely. And I will also state, if you go to the multiverse website, the about page, and click on team, you will see the faces and you'll see the titles. We're there. We've got a really, great guy working with us out of Germany that's helping with our legal. His name is Grayson Mastery, and he has a very detailed background in law and specifically intellectual property protection. And Grayson is phenomenal. Now, he is a comic head, I have to admit.
He is.
Because this guy is very serious about comic books, and his buddies are too. So it's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool to find, an attorney that's really serious about comics. That's sweet,
That is fire. I can't imagine those conversations. If you want to get into discussions about titles and books and battles, it must be very fun, especially with a lawyer.
It is. And he knows more than I do. So it's like, oh, don't touch him, but he's good. And he knows a lot about IP law. What's really great about Grayson is that he has definitely worked for and been through the World IP Organization. So he's, WIPO. I guess that's how you would pronounce it, WIPO, but WIPO. So he's definitely been on the international scene when it comes to intellectual property protection. And it was a great match when we did connect. So we try to find team members that we connect with that can really build this brand and will have a love for the people who use it. We don't arbitrarily just bring people in our team. They must understand who we're doing this for. They have to be willing to fight for them just as much as we are, even if they don't have the domain expertise of, you know, knowing Amazing Fantasy number 15, first appearance of We Know Who, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, they don't have to know that, but they have to be willing to fight for a group that are brilliant, that are, you know, just as time honored as some of the largest companies and far more valuable. You know, they've got to be willing to fight for them with us. And as long as they're willing to do that, they are more than willing to, you know, come with us on this journey.
I love how you said that, that far more valuable, you know, because I know what, you know, I mean, Multiverse doesn't discriminate against any brand, if you will.
I'm not sure. At all.
But this is a great avenue for indie. And for example, with the COVID right now, you know, Kickstarter, which is mostly indie creators, has been kicking butt. So, you know, there's so much potential out there, you know, with creators. So, you know, show them love, folks. Believe you me, I had a podcast just earlier today, which will be out soon with Garrett Gunn. And man, let me tell you, his projects are fire. But even he was like, wow, my last project got funded like that on Kickstarter, meeting 198%. He beat
it's great.
What he wanted. You know what I mean? So this is the golden age for indies creators, I think, especially with the web and projects like Multiverse. You know what I mean? It's fantastic. Now, I know what it takes to put a team together. It's a lot of work. It's a headache, man. And again, you know, finding people that are as passionate, as hungry as you are, is a difficult task. But it's achievable. Now, in the instance of the Multiverse, you know, what did it take for you to put this awesome team together?
It took hundreds, if we're not at thousands, just for the software developers alone, it took hundreds of conversations.
Wow.
That's initial conversations and then follow-up conversations to really see if they had what it took and to see if they'd be willing to, you know, share the vision and move forward with us. That's very important, seeing the vision, like I mentioned before.
Absolutely.
When we talk about, you know, some of the more experienced professionals, the conversations really were different. A lot of the more experienced professionals, you have a one-time conversation, and a lot of times they get it. For them, it's really about, do they have the time? You know, do they, you know, they can immediately identify with whether or not they're passionate about the subject, the people, the market, the, you know, because they've been places already in their careers. So it really boils down to, you know, do they have the time? A lot of the work isn't as challenging. For them, the challenge would really be, focusing on a startup, whereas a lot of people are really used to working for companies that are well-established. Startups are unique monsters, right? And, you know, you've got to have multiple kinds of currencies. It's not just, you know, can you pay people in dollars? You've got to have other forms of currency. Yeah. And so that's something we've had to master. So when it comes to putting together a team and it comes to what it takes a lot of conversations. It takes really bringing value and, you know, really exchanging values. They've got values, you've got to have values, and they've got to be exchanged, and everybody's got to want what the other person is giving. And well, so, that's how we did it.
Wow. I mean, again, I know that as well, because in the endeavor with Comic Crusaders and building a team, the team that I have, it's a worldwide team. And I find it amusing sometimes when I have creators that want to be on the podcast. I go, so when are you available? Well, we have a worldwide team. You give us a time. We'll have a member available. I have people in Ireland, UK, Australia, you know, West Coast, East Coast, South, North. You tell me, when do you need it? So, but the whole thing to build something like that does take a lot of time and patience and, you know, but when you find the right people like I have, you know, shout out to my whole Comic Crusaders, Undercover Capes, Geekery family. Thank you. Because you guys have been all amazing and great guests like Dion. I mean, you know,
so thanks.
Course through Comic Crusaders, finding people like a Dion, like a Yorn with a product like Multiverse that's out there to help. you know, creators like we're trying to as well. I mean, we just sync. This is why I needed to talk to you. You know what I mean?
Nice. From,
and now we're at part 10, which is great. So, you know, that was a great answer, of course. So another question here is then, you know, just so people are knowing savvy where else they may be able to get maybe some type of information. Can you tell us about other businesses and partners who help the multiverse out?
Sure, absolutely. Well, the first, you know, I'm here with the first one of the first I want to point out, and that's Almega and Comic Crusaders. We look at partnerships in, I think, a different way than most people in the industry. So we believe that, yes, you need to be partnered with people who are focused on comics. But again, even your external team, your business stakeholders on the outside, mm-hmm. if you will, you need people from different backgrounds. So we've been very fortunate to have conversations over the years with Dr. Rebecca Housel, who is a behavioral scientist. She has a degree in psychology. She's very active in the comic book community in the U.S. Okay. And she looks at a lot of different things that's going on. But mental health is a big area for her. And just being able to have those conversations about, you know, with respect to, you know, the laws, but being able to have general conversations about what she's seeing, very important stuff. Again, you know, conversations with people like Lance Lucero, not just conversations, but engagements, you know, full on engagements, Malcolm Wong, Nate from Zebra Comics. There are a number of people that we've connected with in the comic industry, you know, in film, comics, and also that you take Kevin Hanna, who is, you know, he might enjoy comics, but he's a tabletop game guy. when we focus on our business side, we also really get a chance to speak with people in venture capital. We get a chance to speak with people in other areas of finance, in economy, economics, rather, various areas of business management and organization. And these people have at some place and point really helped us out. So we've made them partners over the years, and some have come and gone. Others, like yourself, remain, and we appreciate that.
And I'm going to remain. I believe in this wholeheartedly, like it was my baby. I really dig the whole concept and idea, and I see it. I don't know, man. I'm a forward thinker, and if people just don't see the value in this, then please pick up a book and look into it, because this is the future.
Nice. Well, they will see the value. They'll see it.
Yeah.
We'll show it to them.
And I do want to give a shout out to Noel Cabrera as well from Black Nymph Art. That's also, you know, been reaching out to you. He reached out to us as well, because thanks to you, he discovered Comic Crew, and hopefully soon we'll have a whole podcast with him as well, talking about what he's doing.
Yeah, we definitely need to talk about him. We're talking about the first indie comic company from Cuba. And
the Cuba. Wow.
That's right, from Cuba. So our guy and his team, his wife is a writer, and she does a lot of writing. They have a close-knit team. They've got a lot of ideas. They've got a lot of power behind the pen and a lot of experience. And they've got a following. And so we really want to bridge those gaps. We want more U.S. citizens, more Canadians to know about them right here in this part of the world. And then we want to bridge that gap internationally with all of our international connections, because, you know, Cuba is our family too. There's no part of the world that isn't our family. And we've just got to wake up and see that. When we're always saying the global comic industry, you know, we could say the comic book industry, but really, if you're thinking about it traditionally, that's the U.S. because the U.S. is the biggest model. But we say global because we need to think about our partners in all parts of the world, because they're like us. They're doing what we're doing. They're going through what we're going through. That's the multiverse. That's the family.
And it's true. There's so many great labels and creators and everything out there, but it's all over the world. I mean, we got awesome creators coming out of Brazil. We got people in Spain. You got Germany. You got UK. Every country has its own thing. France, which is the big community. When I spoke with Pat Mills, he was like, "You haven't read French comics? Oh my God, you don't know what you're missing," type stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout absolutely out to Pat Mills too, man. The godfather of comics over there in the UK, if you will.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, man. So great stuff right there, man. And awesome shout outs as well. Yes. So I have one more question here before we end this bad boy. And it's a very simple one, right? Because I know we've been out there helping, you know, doing these podcasts, and we share them, you share them, and I preach the gospel to creators when I find, well, you know, you should check these guys out. So with that question there, are you guys looking for more people to help out and spread the gospel, if you will, of the multiverse?
We are always looking for more people. We're looking for more software developers. We are definitely looking for people who have time to help us with social media. We're looking for influencers. If you already have a big fan base and, you know, this seems like a really positive vision and something that you believe in, we want to talk to you. And, you know, data science, economy, all the different areas that we're already in and that we've talked about on these multiple podcasts, we're always looking for more people to help out. We could always use more support.
So the question here then, you know, with the support that you're looking for, what's the best method for folks to, you know, reach out and say, hey, I want to help the multiverse?
info@raster.io. So that's going to be info@raster.io. No E, and the word is raster. We took the E out of it.
Gotcha. Folks, did you hear that? Reach out. This is an amazing product. I mean, I'm pretty sure, and I hope you've learned a lot from the past 9 podcasts, and now with this 10th, we're going to have more, of course, because multiverse is so many different pieces, and I love it all. I want to eat it all up. It's just awesome. So I need you guys to reach out. Reach out to Dion and his team if you're interested in supporting this amazing project that, again, is out there to actually help independent creators truly know their value, man, when it comes to their awesome, you know, IP, intellectual property that they create. When I mean everything, like Dion says, you know, it could be characters, it's backgrounds. It could be you drawing a little weird book in a different shape somewhere. Guess what? That's even IP, man. You design different. Yep. So take advantage. Learn about the multiverse. Now, I'm going to let you shout it out because now that it's live and I love it. What's the website for them to look at?
So the website, I love it, is themultiverse.cloud.
So make sure to visit. Now, is there a newsletter or anything they could sign up to when they visit the site yet?
Yes. When they come to the website, they'll be prompted for a subscribe and or for subscription. And that's for the newsletter. They can sign up and we will let them know as newsletters go roll out. They will learn more about the technologies that we're working on, the people involved, people that have projects that are coming into the multiverse. They'll learn everything they need to know.
So I know some people get scared of doing a newsletter because, you know, of multiple emails. So do you send out an email a week, every 2 weeks, only when you have updates?
We do between any time we have updates and roughly about every 2 weeks. So
there you go, folks. They're not going to spam your inbox, you know, so sign up because you're going to get good information about an amazing product. Right or wrong?
Oh, definitely. No, you're correct.
Yeah man. Because again, I'm digging this. My family's digging it. And another thing is, folks, you guys are in for something very special on October 24th. Because I know you guys have been listening and tuning in all the time. And thank you so much for that. But on October 24th at 4:30 p.m., that Saturday, live at the Comic Crusaders Virtual Con 2, dedicated to the memory of Lisa Einfeld, the random dude's mama, who passed away a few years ago. May she rest in peace. From lymphoma. We're doing it for the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society. Now, Dion Wilson and some team members, I hope, will be present at the Comic Crusaders Virtual Con. And they're going to put together a presentation that if you guys have not even bothered to watch it because you're being iffy, I don't know why, these guys are going to present to you this whole baby of the multiverse, give you a presentation so you get a real great idea visually live about this great product. I can't wait. And again, that's at 4:30. His time is locked in for that day already. I had to secure that because we're going to have an entrepreneurial power hour with another guest at 4 o'clock. That's an ill entrepreneur for over 20 years. And he's helping other entrepreneurs like myself manage time. So there's going to be a power hour of people that are out there to help others. So please tune in October 24th from 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. Yeah, you did not mishear that. It's a 15-hour virtual con. And I'll tell you right now, we have Steve Englehart, a legend, already signed up. We have Drew Edwards, Halloween Man comic, signed up. We have Mike Barron, the creator of Nexus, signed up. And we have others, all right? One I'm waiting for, and she's a cosplay queen. I won't say her name, but you know, you might know who that is based on that, all right? So there's some good stuff coming. It's going to be a real great show with a plethora of, you know, creators from many spectrums and entrepreneurs and cosplayers and more. Just you wait. Again, lock the date, October 24th. Okay? I know the Ringo Awards, I believe, is that day, but they'll send you a list. You got to see this live. All right?
They're standard, right?
Yeah, man. You know? So, Dion, thank you again for your time, brother. Thank you so much for your time today. You know, answering these questions. I can't wait to have you on the virtual con so people could see who Mr. Dion not Slade Wilson is, all right? All right. Although he will slay you with that presentation, I'll tell you that.
Nice. Yeah. I'm probably just as dangerous. Yeah, I'm just exactly. as dangerous.
You're just as dangerous with that knowledge, man, to bring people, you know, education.
No, I mean with a sword.
Oh, really? Wait a minute. Are we gonna get some sword fighting in this? You know,
and no, just a presentation. Fresh, just presentation.
You know what I mean? Awesome presentation. He may have a sword though, just to chop it up each page.
Nice. In
the presentation. But let's see. But folks, again, thanks for listening and tuning in to another Comic Crusaders podcast. Please visit comiccrusaders.com, undercovercapes.com, themultiverse.cloud, of course. You can follow me at The Real Al Mega. Is there any specific place they could follow you, Dion? Or should they just follow you elsewhere?
No, just the multiverse.cloud. I'm incognito, you know. There we are. It's all about the multiverse.
Gotcha. So when it comes to the multiverse, you can also visit our multiverse on Instagram. And then I believe it's our multiverse, right, on Twitter. So make sure to follow them, you know, so and visit the website, sign up to the newsletter, follow them. Stay tuned because these guys are going to change the face of comics. I'm saying it here. So you guys are going to come back years later and say, wow, multiverse taking over the world. Who said they would? I did. All right. So with that, I'm out here with my man, Dion Wilson, with another Comic Crusaders podcast. Thank you for listening, folks. Much love. All right. And remember, Comic Crusaders Virtual Con 2 coming October 24th.
He's just.